I'm Kathy DeWitt Dunn.
And I'm Matt Redding.
And we're with AnnuityWatchUSA.com. You know, right now, the seven biggest fears of pre-retirees have been published all over the place nationwide, Matt. You know, people are really worried about what their options are and what's happening.
Well, there was a recent report in the U.S. News and World Report that basically talked about those seven biggest fears, Kathy. And among those seven biggest fears, you know, we hit a lot on those in our fixed index annuities that we talk about on our other podcasts and our website. But inflation, healthcare costs, running out of money, investment losses, living longer than expected, falling home values, and forced retirement are the seven biggest fears out there for the retiree and the pre-retiree.
You know, Matt, if we take a look at inflation right now, it is just going crazy, and people are really concerned about their money.
Well, that's right. And, you know, with inflation, you know, we hear the Federal Reserve talk about, oh, inflation's running at 2%. Well, I don't know. Obviously, they don't include food costs and they don't include energy costs in there, which if you think about it, if you're a pre-retiree or retiree, are you not going to eat and are you not going to travel? No, you want to travel and you want to eat. So you've got to have that. And not to mention the fact that healthcare costs are a huge expense in retirement. Yeah, Medicare covers some of it, but there's a huge expense when it comes to healthcare costs for seniors. So as you're getting into retirement, your inflation's not going to be 2%. Your inflation's probably going to be running more between 5 and 10% per year.
You know, under the healthcare category, you know, Matt, the donut hole, talk about inflation being around 2 or 3%. Once they hit that donut hole, I'll tell you what, my dad's medical expenses and his you don't even know what a donut hole is.
What is a donut hole?
Oh, my gosh.
Educate me, please.
Oh, that's when you fall into the gap where your medical expenses and also your prescriptions aren't covered. And then you have to come out of pocket before it kicks back in.
The donut hole. Okay.
Not the donut hole.
Getting hungry there, but go ahead.
You know, but anyway, but I mean, I really think that that's really a realistic fear for people's health care, plus running out of money. You know, Matt, people have worked 20, 30, and 35 years to accumulate their retirement savings, and they weren't expecting when they went to retire that they might actually have to take a retirement income longer than they were saving, sometimes 30 to 35 years because of longevity, and that's a real fear.
Well, it is, and actually the recent numbers that have come out basically say that if you're a married couple at age 65, the likelihood that one of you is going to live past 90 is around 50%. So that's a real concern because that money's got to last 25 to 30 years in retirement.
You know, one of the other biggest fears, which should be on everybody's mind right now, is investment losses.
Sure, absolutely. Investment losses is the one big crippler to any retirement plan or any retirement income. And that's one of the things that we talk about in our other video series is basically why investment losses and how investment losses can really cripple your ability to retire when you want to or retire as you want to.
You know, Matt, we also were talking about living longer than expected, going back to the life expectancies, and that's longevity risk. And people now are really thinking about that because of modern day medicine.
Well, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people are using these annuities that we're talking about for is to give them an income in addition to what they can get from Social Security that will meet their fixed expenses while they're in retirement. They can invest their other monies as they want to, but you've got to have that fixed expense covered from guaranteed income sources. And the only two that you can have in retirement that are guaranteed income sources are Social Security and an annuity.
You know what? That's a great point, Matt. And also, let's take a look at what happened with home values just recently.
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's not so much of an income fear or an investment fear, but people look at that and say, you know what? What if I was going to downsize and go from a 3,000 square foot home to an 1,800 square foot home or 2,500 square foot home to 1,200 square foot condo in retirement? Well, if you were going to sell that asset, it's dropped significantly in value, and you may not have planned for that when you're in retirement. And one of the big things that we're seeing right now too, Kathy, is people that are out there that weren't ready to retire, but they've been forced to retire, and that's really created an element of risk that they didn't plan on.
Talk about uncertainty, because as you're getting older, it's hard to go out there and replace that paycheck. You know what? And let's face it, they're hiring a lot of younger people, these big corporations, to replace the people they're forcing out of retirement because they don't want to have the pensions. They don't want to have the 401k costs. They don't want to have the healthcare costs. So having a forced retirement right now is really bad timing, but there's a solution.
Well, there is a solution, and the solution is to go to our website, www.annuitywatchusa.com, or give us a call at 972-473-4700. Ask for Kathy or Matt. We can help you with these problems that are out there. We have solutions, but the first step is up to you. You've got to do something and take action to have us be able to help you and assist you to avoid these seven biggest fears in retirement.